The advent of the coronavirus has caused the end of senior years and senior seasons to be a bummer for a lot of seniors around the country. And one of those, presumably, we'll find out if it's a bummer for her, is Kendra Wilkin, the only senior on the St. Louis U women's basketball team, who joins us now on 101 ESPN with Chris Ronji, Brad Thompson, and Brad Barnes. Kendra, I'm Randy Carricker, and thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, Kendra, we're definitely going to get into the amazing season that you have, but I want to start right there where Randy laid it out. It's an abrupt ending to a season. I know you guys went had three games in the A-10 tournament, but you were going to play somewhere in some postseason. What has this been like for you? I mean, what's it been like for you, for your teammates? I mean, our world is as crazy as it's ever been.
Yeah, you know, after we lost at Dayton, we were all told that we were going to be able to go back home for a couple of days, you know, kind of take a break. And then we were all going to start up again around on that, like, next Thursday. We're going to start practicing again, all come together as a team and do stuff. And then all of a sudden we got a call from Coach Stone and, you know, was pretty much saying that they weren't going to be having any postseason tournaments. And me as a senior, and I know Hannah, she's also a senior too. I mean, it was really hard to hear that, you know, because I wanted to play in another game because, I mean, after our Dayton game, obviously we didn't go as far in the tournament as what we wanted to. The end game was to win the A-10 tournament and go on to the NCAA tournament. So, I mean, we were kind of upset with that loss, but we knew that, you know, more than likely we would have a WNIT game. And I was excited to play in the tournament, and I know a lot of girls on our team were. And, you know, I could be able to play a couple more games. And, you know, whenever I did lose that, I know that whenever we did lose in that tournament, that would be my last game as a SLU Billiken. And so I kind of feel like that got taken away just with everything going on. But I have to be happy with how far we got to go in our season, because so there's some teams like our men's basketball team, they didn't even get to do a conference tournament. So I'm blessed to be able to experience that. But, you know, it was pretty heartbreaking to know that that's how my whole basketball career has ended.
Was there a moment of hope, at least, where you thought maybe this would all get to go on for at least another game, or was it abrupt?
Once we heard the news that the WNIT and the NCAA tournament weren't going to be happening anymore, I mean, it was pretty abrupt. And, you know, as we were hearing news before it was official, I still had, you know, hope that maybe we were just going to be able to only have, like, just immediate family members at the game, or maybe not even that, to be at one of the postseason games. But then right after that call and those texts, it became pretty real that we weren't going to be playing any more games the rest of the season.
So Kendra, as one of the leaders on this team, as a senior player, when you get that news, what's it like trying to deal with it in your own emotions and then having to at the same time be a leader and be one of those stars for the team?
We
can't hear Brad Barnes.
Barnes is in a different room. This is one of the things we're dealing with the coronavirus.
Technical issues.
Okay, do we have the...
Kendra, can you hear me now?
No, she can't.
No. So, he was asking, though, to paraphrase, and his question is way better than the way I'm going to relay it to you, but essentially, you had to deal with your own emotions. Like you had all of those those feelings, yet you're also looked to on the team as a leader. I mean, how did that go? Because you got to, you know, I would think, remain strong for the rest of the team.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I had my family back at home, you know, helping me and supporting me, you know, through all the emotions that I had going on. But at the same time, you know, we've had a couple Zoom meetings just as a team. And, you know, we've been sending text messages, and I've just been trying to be, you know, the most uplifting. And I've thanked all my teammates, especially for this year, because this year's been one of the best years that I've had at SLU. And I wouldn't have been able to do it without them. So, you know, just being encouraging and, you know, telling them, I told them throughout the year, like, don't wait till your senior year, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, that's something that I wish I didn't wait for. And so, I mean, I just kind of kept relaying that onto them, and, you know, that this has been the best year, and it wouldn't have happened without them.
St. Louis University women's senior Kendra Wilkin with us on 101 ESPN. Kendra, you mentioned, by the way, Hannah Dossett, who was a grad student. Mm-hmm. I neglected to mention her off the bat, so I'm glad that you did. And not only from a basketball perspective, Kendra, but from a school perspective, not having classes in class anymore, your entire life was, at least your collegiate life, was kind of uprooted within the space of 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, having online classes right now, I mean, the professors are doing exactly everything they're able to do right now. It's just, it's a little bit, it's harder to learn through an online course than going in and seeing your professors. And, you know, as a student athlete, they always tell us to make great relationships with your professor with the amount of time we're gone. And, you know, I still have a lot of relationships with my professors, but I'm not able to see them. So it's, without Zoom, I mean, it's pretty hard to, you know, kind of know exactly what you're doing throughout classes, but it's just all about communicating, just like it is with you know, with our girls on the team. It's kind of the same thing right now with our professors.
So Kendra, there's been a lot of talk about trying to get an extra year of eligibility for a lot of players. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to be obviously dependent on each team, each situation, but is that something, if it were available, is that something you would be interested in, something you would consider?
You know, I mean, Coach Stone hasn't talked to me about that yet. I think my situation might be a little bit different since, you know, we did get through our conference tournament, but I think I would have to think about it. You know, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm applying for jobs, and I mean, if something like that would come along, I don't know. It would have to be a long, like, thinking process throughout the summer. But with my situation, I don't know how likely that'll be. But if that would come along, I would have to really think about it.
Did you like school enough that you'd want to go back and be a grad student?
Yeah, I think I've really liked my professors at St. Louis University, and I know I've heard really great things about their grad program just from other teammates like Carrie McMahon, and I know there's a couple coaches on our team, and our GA, and Hannah Dossett, who was a senior with me. She's a grad transfer, and I know they have a very good graduate program. So, I mean, that would be something I would definitely have to think about.
Kendra, you mentioned talking to your other teammates and thanking them for this season. You mentioned it being one of your best seasons, and that is an understatement. This season for you, it looked like, just looking at overall numbers, you turned the corner big time. You went from starting 4 games last year to starting every single game this season. I'm interested, what changed? Like, what happened in the course of a year to turn you into the player you were your senior year?
You know, we had our postseason meeting with my coaches after my junior year season. And, I mean, we were kind of all just straightforward with one another. You know, we talked about, you know, my conditioning, because I would play pretty good in the games earlier on in my career, but I could only last for three or four minutes at most, and then I would have to be taken out. And so it was just a lot about my conditioning. So I did a lot of workouts with my post coach, Olivia Applewhite, and, you know, I was doing close to 3 or 4 extra workouts a week and trying not to just work on my skills, but also working on my conditioning was a huge thing for me. And I tried to eat better this past summer and, you know, just try to really give myself to the game for my last year to play. So
how much different did you feel like taking care of your body?
Amazing. Yeah, I've told a lot of girls on the team, don't wait till your senior year. I wish I would have done it my freshman year, because I feel like my career at SLU would have been a little bit different. I'm really happy for how the past 4 years have won. I've created a lot of friends. I've grown as a human, like, immensely. But, you know, I really wish I would have started my freshman year, and just because of how good I was feeling. I was just getting more work done throughout the day. I was feeling better. I was feeling more energized, and it was just all around better. So I'm really happy I chose to make that decision to do that over the summer and then throughout the season.
And at least you discovered it, because sometimes athletes can go a really long time and then it's too late before they figure out, man, I should have done all of this. Was that difficult for you, or do you think you snapped into it pretty quickly?
No, I mean, the first part of the summer, I would say it was pretty tough. I actually had an internship too, you know, just through and it was pretty much, I would wake up early in the morning, do my extra workout, go to work, and then go to practice. Like, it was a lot going on, and at first it was almost like this abrupt thing, and I wanted to fight it. And then I kept having conversation with my coaches and my family, and I just wanted to keep pushing through. And like I said, my family and the coaching staff and my teammates, they really helped me. They really helped me, like, break through that first part of it where I didn't want to do it at first. I didn't want to put in all that hard work. But, you know, after I started seeing it pay off just a little bit, and then it was just more and more and more, I wanted to keep working on my game. And our coaching staff really helped to motivate me, too.
And Kendra, on that, kind of like the light coming on, it seems like, in your senior year, is that senior feeling different for you? Whether the game slows down, there's an understanding, there's a little more urgency. How different mm-hmm. is that senior campaign?
It's definitely a lot different because, you think about, you know, your sophomore or pretty much freshman through junior year, you're like, oh, well, I have another year to do something. I have another year to do this. And I know that's bad. That's bad thinking. And, you know, that's kind of that mindset I wish I didn't have at the beginning. That's why I would tell my younger self not to have that kind of mindset. You know, because I had a lot of girls that were older than me. And so I kind of knew I had to wait my turn a little bit, but I kind of wish I would have had a different mindset. So my senior year, I knew this was going to be my last year playing any sort of basketball, you know. So I knew I wanted to try to give it my all and, you know, try to create something here, not just for myself, but with our team. I wanted to try to do something different this year, you know, go to the NCAA tournament, which ultimately didn't happen. But, you know, I feel like we had a pretty good year as a team. And, you know, individually I did obviously a lot better than past years, but that's also just something that I like that was nice to add.
Kendra, over the last however many years, we've had the opportunity to talk to your head coach, Lisa Stone, numerous times. And every time we talk to her, I feel like I learn something or like there's some sort of motivation that's just planted on me doing a radio show and listeners listening to it. What is Coach Stone like playing for?
You know, she comes in. We have 6 a.m. practices, and she will come in, and she's already ran a couple miles, and she's had a cup of coffee. She's just always someone that brings energy, and she's all about family. So, you know, she's always bringing energy to you, and she teaches you the game very well. And she's always asking us questions to not just test our IQ, but just teach us something out on the court. And she's all about family. So if anything goes wrong with any of our families, she's always calling us, making sure everything's okay, allowing us to go see our family. She's just all around a very great person, and she's been like a mother to all of us, and I'm very happy I've had her as a head coach for the past 4 years.
Finally, Kendra, you're about to graduate with a degree in health information management. You mentioned that you've been applying for jobs. What do you want to do?
Right now, I'm looking to be a inpatient coder, which right now is kind of needed with everything that's going on. So hopefully I can get a job. I'm applying right now. Not many people are looking to hire right now with this pandemic going on, but hopefully as it starts to calm down a little bit, some stuff will open up for me.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on a great college career, and we wanted to honor you for having a great senior year at St. Louis University. We appreciate you taking some time with us. Be safe and good luck.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Kendra. Kendra Wilkins, senior from St. Louis University's women's basketball team. And Lisa Stone really has that program going in a great direction now, too.
She's the best. Lisa is so great to talk to, and it was great to catch up with Kendra. And by the way, and I understand the hiring aspect of it, and this is not like you do this to work somewhere. I like the idea, though, of hiring former athletes.
Me too.
Just the teamwork, the dedication, the work ethic. Yeah, worked out well for me. but like, I like that. I like that aspect and wish Kendra all the best, because pretty cool story.
When we talked to Lisa, I think it was last season, right? We were at Chaffetz, and she came on the show with us. I was ready to run through a wall for her. Yeah, I was ready to go.
Hey, coming up here in the Fast Lane, first of all, we want your mic drops. You can use the mic drop feature with the 101 ESPN app to provide us your hashtag dad jokes. And also, thank a doctor on National Doctors Day. And coming up next, there's a great piece at Bleacher Report about the best prospects that really didn't work out, the can't-miss prospect that missed. Who made the top spot for the Cardinals? That's next on 101 ESPN.